Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. How's yourself?
I'm doing really good. My name is Elliot Pierre. The people at home know who I am, but they don't know who you are. So can you please give us a quick introduction of who you are and what you're about?
My name is Stephanie Taylor, and I am the champion for CASA, which is Child and Adolescent and Family Mental Health. And so I just wanted to share our story about our involvement with CASA and support of them as our as champions.
Okay.
So, getting the CASA house in Fort McMurray is such a big deal. It is going to be life-changing, and it's going to save lives, actually, for families and children in Fort McMurray.
So with CASA, what's your relation to it?
So when our daughter, Emily, was 16 years old, we were incredibly fortunate to have her be admitted to CASA house in Sherwood Park. We lived in Wainwright, Alberta at the time, and for 2 long years we desperately searched for mental health supports for her. When she was 14, Emily began overdosing on Tylenol and participating in self-harm, which required hospitalizations for her. She was already connected with Alberta Health Services, the mental health clinic in Wainwright. But despite their efforts, her behaviors only grew more severe. We were desperate to understand why Emily was participating in these behaviors, but she wouldn't or couldn't open up to us about what was driving her pain. That changed in March of 2013 when she was admitted to CASA House. We lived in Wainwright, which meant that every Sunday we would drive her there 200 kilometers. Every Friday we would go and pick her up 200 kilometers each way. And then, so we did that trip every weekend. Because CASA also supports families, we would also drive up on Wednesday evenings to participate in the family and parent support groups. Mm-hmm. So then we would go back to Wainwright Wednesday night. So in the total of 5 months that Emily was at CASA House, we drove 17,000 kilometers. But it was worth it, of course, because Emily was getting the care that she needed. Mm-hmm. When Emily arrived at CASA, she was emotionally shut down. And she was at serious risk. But over time, with her therapy in CASA House, we saw her smile come back. She laughed again. She began to look forward to her future. She revealed a traumatic event that happened to her when she was 14 with her therapist at CASA House, something she had never told anybody. So that was the root of her pain, her fear, and her self-destructive behaviors. Emily was discharged from CASA House in July of 2013, and her therapist tried to arrange follow-up care through the Alberta Health Services Mental Health Clinic in Wainwright. They advised him that they didn't have the training that Emily needed for her therapy, and they actually closed her file. After all her progress, Emily came home, and suddenly the support disappeared that she had had at CASA. By the time school started in September, her mental health had declined rapidly. On November 10th, Emily attempted to take her life by driving head-on into a semi on the highway. She survived with minor injuries because the semi driver was able to swerve the last minute, and despite her truck rolling and her not having her seatbelt on, she survived. We brought her home again because even though she was brought by STARS Air Ambulance to the University Hospital, they deemed that she wasn't at risk of taking her life because they believed her, despite her 2 years of documented suicide attempts. One week after, we had to take her to the emergency room again because she was at risk. They once again determined she wasn't at risk of taking her life. About 6 hours later, Emily climbed out of her bedroom window, and in the early morning of November 19th, 2013, she walked to the end of the street and took her life. Our world shattered. Despite all our efforts, all our love, and all the miles we drove to save her, we lost our daughter. The pain of losing a child is indescribable. Time doesn't heal it, it only helps you learn how to carry it. Not a day goes by that we don't miss Emily or feel her absence. In the months that followed, Rick and I knew that we had to use our voices to honor Emily and fight for changes in youth mental health. In 2015, we reached out to Nadine at CASA and shared our idea to start a charity motorcycle ride to support CASA folks. That was the beginning of our journey as CASA champions. With the incredible support of CASA's third-party events team, we hosted 7 motorcycle rides, the 3 horse shows, and raised $220,000 for CASA House. Parents of children who struggle with mental health live in constant fear, always worrying, always hoping that today isn't the day that the phone rings with the worst news imaginable. The new Casa House in Fort McMurray will change that for so many families. It will save lives.
So,
I know in my heart that if Casa services had been available to us locally in Wainwright, that Emily would still be here with us today. Casa is a beacon in the darkness for children and families. I'm so proud to be here today sharing Emily's story and to celebrate this new Casa House, knowing that because of Casa, countless young people will find hope, healing, and the help that they so desperately need.
What a story. Yeah, no doubt you had to write that down. Thanks for sharing it. You're a champion for getting through it. And unfortunately, because that's the story, Tanner tapped his watch. So we're out of time. But thank you so much for sharing that with us today. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, there we go. Whoa.